How to Prepare for the Great Confusion. Book 12, Compilation of the Children of David on the Subject, by the Audio Key Team. Jesus speaking. The end-time chess game proceeds and the Antichrist ponders his moves. As his opponent, you must be thinking ahead and considering what you would do if he made this or that move. What would you do if there was a crash, a major disaster, or an outbreak of war? Have you considered these things carefully and prayerfully and come up with any sort of contingency plans, how you would respond? It would be good for you to do so, for any good chess player can outwit his opponent if he thinks far enough ahead. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding heed these words. I cannot tell you the very hour or the very day. These things must remain hidden for now. But I'm doing all that I can to prepare you in spirit through the massive outpouring of my word in all forms, especially through my instruction and admonition to receive the gift of prophecy, to practice it and use it. I've been preparing you for years through that battle that I have brought you through your strengthening of spirit. Be prepared, for you know not what hour the Antichrist will come and when he shall rise to power. Sudden shall be the appearance on the world scene. He will slip quietly in the door to world power like a thief in the night. How foolish you would be to not prepare both physically and spiritually for the future events that may come unexpectedly. Please be wise and heed my words of caution, of wisdom, and of truth that will help you to make it. Dad speaking. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! These certainly are exciting times. You folks shouldn't be too surprised at the recent events taking place, because I've been preparing you for years. This shouldn't be any big surprise for the family at all. In fact, you should be rejoicing, praising, and thanking the Lord, because it's almost over. It won't be long now. We're on our way. The end has got to come sooner or later, and believe me, it's now later than some of you think. Praise you, Lord. Help us, Lord. Give us wisdom, give us guidance, and give the family peace in their hearts. Help them to look up and be glad, knowing that you always take care of your own. And you certainly are not going to stop now. Help the family to pray like everything depended on prayer, to work like everything depended on work, to witness like everything depended on witnessing, and to look to you at every turn, because they have a big job ahead. Help and strengthen each one in your name, I ask. I've already told you time and time again how to prepare for the coming crash. You ought to know by now practical measures to take, and you should have been living by these all along. Not living beyond your means, not putting all your eggs into one basket, economizing and trimming the fat where and when possible, and on down the line. And for heaven's sake, don't hold any more funds in the bank than you have to. Keep as little there as you have to. You can use the system, but don't let it use you or abuse you by stealing your funds by shutting down all of a sudden. It's all right to keep a little money in the bank if you have to, either to pay certain bills or to give you some credit rating or whatever. But you'd better not keep more there than you have to, and you'd better keep an eye on that bank as well. Banks can fail and close at any time, and then you've lost it all. Or if there is some sort of emergency or civil unrest, you might not be able to get your money out. So banks are all right sometimes, but you'd better beware of the bust. You certainly need to stay out of debt, too. Then you'll need to have a little bit of reserve funds in different currencies, if possible, since you'll need some cash. You can keep part in your local currency as well as some strong international currency, depending on your situation. You should also have a stock of survival food of some sort. You don't need to have mountains of it. You just need some extra food on hand for emergencies, as well as lots of friends who can help feed you and take care of you if need be. And of course, you need some sort of tools to minister to the spiritually needy during this time, whether it's posters, tapes, videos, tracts, books, or whatever. There will still be rich and poor. It's just that all of a sudden there will be a lot more poor than rich. But they're all poor if they don't know the Lord, so you need to be prepared to minister to people like that the best you can. As far as other supplies goes, That sort of depends on your local situation. If you're in a country where there are lots of import barriers, you'd better be sure to have extra imported parts or supplies on hand if you need them, whether it's for your computers or printing equipment or whatever. You might want to have some contingency plans too, so you'll have some idea what to do in case the spring dries up and you're left without much income. Most of all, you'll want to have a good connection with the Lord, so He can lead you and guide you step by step and tell you what to do. You just can't beat hearing from God. Why do you think He's been emphasizing prophecy so much the last few years? He knows you're gonna need it in the days and years to come. My letters are full of all the things you should have been doing all along. It's all right there, and it might not be a bad idea to give them a little review, because that counsel still stands. I've been preparing you for this for years, and some of you have been in areas where you've already suffered sideline crashes. It's already been happening in recent years in some countries and regions. Some of you who've been on the mission field have already had some practice at what it means to live under crash conditions. Jesus speaking. The list I'm going to give you is going to be your lifeline in the days to come. Number one, be close to me and in tune with my voice and my words. Learn to hear from me and to follow and obey the instructions I give you, no matter what channel it comes through. If it's confirmed in the mouth of two or three people, you'd better take it as my voice speaking to you and obey, for without that spiritual strength, you will be lost. You must find my strength first before you do anything else. Number two, stock up on a month's supply of food and an ample supply of water, if possible. If you have questions about the necessity or makeup of these survival rations, come to me and I can tell you what you need in your situation, how much of it you need, and how to go about getting it. You who are mobile may only need a small amount, enough for a few days, as well as a contingency plan of what you will do and where you will go. You who are having financial difficulties should also seek me as to how much extra food you need and how to obtain it. I am not limited by little finances, only by little faith. The key is to ask me how much you need of what foods, and then to ask me to supply it, and to do your part to put feet to my promises and obey my instructions, whatever they may be. Number three, prepare your friends and contacts and supporters for such things. Share with them the signs of the times and let them know just how serious things are going to get. This will help them to help you in your time of need, because you were faithful to warn them and give them a chance to prepare. You don't need to be doomsayers, but you do need to share the message of the end with them. Most will agree when they look at the market and see just how things are going. They will believe you. Number four, be prepared. Do you have another way to cook should your electricity be cut off? Do you have enough water to wash your dishes and keep clean should things get bad and the government shut off the water? For those who live in cold climates, do you have enough blankets should the heating be cut off? Are you prepared? Do you have your home emergency reserve in a safe place? Are you preparing for the future, both physically and spiritually, by doing those things I have shown you through the letters of David and Maria? Are you out there witnessing and getting out the message of the end time? Or are you sitting back and waiting for something to happen before you will believe? Well, I'm sorry to say that some of you are just sitting back, and if you're not ready when trouble hits, it will be your own fault. I have warned you. David has warned you. Marie and Peter have warned you. And now I'm giving you a final warning. Be prepared. I want you to be prepared in spirit most of all. I want you where the people need you so you can continue to shine as lights in the world. I want you or near the cities to help your friends and contacts of those who need you. I want you to be where you can still get out the message, minister to the needy multitudes, and put your enemies to shame. I don't want you all hiding out in some refuge farm in a remote town or village. What good would you do there? The animals aren't the ones that need tending to. It's the human sheep that need you, the poor ones who will be lost and without a shepherd and confused because of all that is happening around them. Their dreams will be shattered and they will have lost all hope. In those days, I want you to be the leaders and commanders of my people. You who know me and understand my plan will be able to show the way to go and will instruct many in the truth. Seek me and I will show you where to go and be, so that you may accomplish this purpose best. Seek my will and my plan, for it is in abiding in my will that you can find refuge and the supply of every need and be the greatest help to others. This is why being prepared in the spirit is so important, and I have emphasized it time and time again. This is why you must be ready to give an answer to him that asks the reason of your light and hope. You will need to be ready to lead in that day, so do your homework now. Prepare now so that you will be strong when it comes time to run the final race. Prepare now so that you might be used of me when the time comes. I don't want you to let the devil in with his lies and doubts and fears. As I have said before, these last days will be days of victory and overcoming. They won't be days of defeat and despair. If you've trained right and are strong in me, you will have the strength to run the race and fight the battles that lie ahead. And not only will you overcome, but you will help countless millions overcome too by the word of your testimonies. So don't be fearful or frightened by all that is to come, but do let it put the fear of God into you so that you are moved to do something and prepare. Let it motivate you into doing what I have asked of you, that you prepared your heart and mind and spirit by drawing close to me, hearing from me, loving me, and receiving my seeds. This is the only way you will be able to shine as lights in the final days of man's history. So prepare now that you may shine then. Another prophecy from our Jesus. I say to you, my children, though emergencies, crashes, and wars surround you, it will not come nigh you if you put your trust in me, for I will take care of my own. This is why I have outfitted you with the new weapons of my spirit, that you might find refuge and stand in this day. Therefore, let these gifts I have bestowed upon you be your comfort in the days ahead. Do not let these signs of the times trouble your hearts, my dear ones, but receive this warning with gladness, knowing I am strong to save and will preserve my own. Do not be deceived through the false words of those who would not discern the signs of the times. For while some cry peace and safety, as they give false readings of the times, sudden destruction is on the horizon for those who do not discern. But look up with joy, my children, knowing that I reveal these things to you, that you might prepare. Continue to hone the gifts I bestow upon you, as you carry on my work, for in this lies your greatest asset. This is the best preparation you can have, to walk in my truth and continue to preach my word. For in this lies your greatest safety. As you faithfully and diligently serve me and deliver the words to the nations, I will mightily bless you and save you and keep you in the day of trouble which will come upon all the inhabitants of the earth. Fear not the effects of these dominoes as they fall, my children. Only hearken diligently unto me, for I will lead you and guide you as the darkness covers the earth. Your best protection is to stay close to me in the center of my will. As you do this, I will bless and keep you through whatever is happening all around you. I will protect you and provide for you by my supernatural hand so that you can continue witnessing my words to the end. Another prophecy from our Lord. The message I want my family to give is that of the end. I want the enemy to be exposed and set back on his heels. I want him to be the one running for cover because of the fire and fervor of my children. I want my children to get out the words like never before. I want them to pour out the words in greater abundance than this world has ever seen. I want the children of David to be wise and full of faith and conviction so that the enemy will be forced out in the open. I want the children of David to give out the message of the end time and tribulation, of my return and reign, and of heaven which will follow, the full message that I committed unto my prophet David. I want people to know that though things get bad on earth, if they have me, they can look forward to a better place, to a better world tomorrow. I want them to know and be fully convinced there is an afterlife, there is heaven, and it's real. I want them to be saved. I want you to bring as many as you can into the heavenly folds of salvation. I want the message of salvation preached to every creature, great and small, rich and poor, old and young. I want the word to go out like never before, and I want the heart of David to be stirred within each of you so that you are propelled out that door every day to witness and give out the message. I want you to be so united that the world can't help but take notice of you and see that you have something they don't. I want you to hear my words so directly that they cannot dispute the fact that you have been with me. The most important message I want you to give out in these last days is that which exposes the plan of the AC. Preach the gospel of the end time so that people can be aware of it and know and run to me when they see it happening. They may not see it now. They may even mock you now as they did Noah in the days of old. But when they saw the clouds gathering, when they saw the rain come thundering down upon them, and the earth bursting forth with great fountains of water, with their loved ones drowning, then they remembered the word of the Lord and of his prophet. They remembered all that they had been told, and many repented. I want you to give the message so that many will repent and come to me in the rough days which will befall this world soon. I want them to have a reason to live, a hope of tomorrow. I want them to come running to you when they realize that you are my prophets, that you were right, and you were right because you obeyed and followed my voice of warning, even when it seemed crazy to the world, even when they couldn't see it. Though they persecute you and mock you for it, they will be running to your feet one day when they see that you were right. They will be running to you for help, and you will be able to give them the words of the Lord. Then you'll see just how mightily I will use you. Then you'll see just how powerful you are because you have me, and because you obeyed my warnings to be prepared. Though they may have earthly possessions, they lack the Spirit, and they will give whatever they can to you so that you may give to them of that spirit of peace and rest and wisdom. They will come falling at your feet asking you, begging you to please forgive them and help them. Then I will be able to use you mightily because you have been prepared. You have been trained for that moment and you will be right in the center of my will. That's the message I want to go out. I want my family to prepare and I want the world to hear the message of heaven and the end. I want them to be without excuse when the day comes. I want them to remember my children and my little ones. I want them to remember that child who gave them a poster, who handed them a tract. I want them to remember and come running to you in that day, beseeching you for answers. I want my children to be so full of me and so close to my side that they are ready to give the answers that the multitudes will seek. I want you all to be ready and trained and able to give my words to those who hunger for them. I also want to use you as a testimony against the church system, for they are lulled to sleep by the great society and have been drunk with the cup of the horse riches. They are lazy and slumber while they should be preparing, so I will use you as a condemnation to them. I will use you, whom they have persecuted and maligned, to guide them when the days get dark and clouds roll in. I want you to be there to lead them and help them back onto the straight path. They don't see it now because they are so blinded by their love of money and lukewarm half-heartedness, but in that day they'll see just who I have prepared for this hour. If you want to know what needs to be done now, how you're going to cope with all that's going on and how you're going to make it, well, I'll tell you how you're going to make it, by being smack dab in the center of God's will. That's how. I'm all for taking every practical precaution and measure you possibly can, just as I've laid out for you in the letters. It's good to do your best with the Lord's help to prepare practically. But let me tell you, the best way to prepare, the best preparation you can have for the crash on the coming days, is to prepare by being in God's will and doing His work. If anyone is not in that position, my advice is to get there as fast as you can, by praying, seeking the Lord, seeking His will, His guidance, and His direction, as to where He wants you and what He wants you to do, then trust Him to get you there in His time and His way. Look with excitement upon these signs of the times. The end of all things is at hand. The time of my return draws near. The events leading up to my return are truly happening. The scoffers who say that the end time warnings of the doomsayers are the same now as they have been since the beginning, and that all things will continue as they were, will have a mighty widening of their eyes. Jesus continues, So stand strong and don't quit. Don't give in to the lies of the devil that it will never come. For I'm telling you now that this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. The end is near. The olive tree puts forth its buds and the storm approaches. Be prepared. End of compilation.